So I'm going to close the citizen comment period and move on to the business item of hearings. There are no hearings. The next business item is the update on the council action related to the blasting area survey change order, adding it to the quarry monitoring services for 2019, and discussion on the methods that we use to carry out the services. I put this on here because we hadn't had any action or meetings in a while, and I had the opportunity to set the agenda this time around. And there's some talking going on, so it's kind of disturbing. And so in your packets, Commissioner members, you have the professional service agreement change order. I believe this was the item that Commissioner Scherer was talking about related to the minutes. But I will read that. It says, Standup will repair an exhibit exhibiting the center line of 51st and West Drexel Avenue with the upper and lower painted only core limits, showing dimensions on the road center lines in relation to the 60-foot minimum setback. That is correct for the 50-foot setback on 51st and Drexel. Commissioner Shore is correct that there is no mention about the Drexel Avenue. It's just 51st and Drexel, so I'm not sure who prepared this. And then it says we'll prepare a brief memo describing conditions to accompany the exhibit, UAV and photogrammetrics measurement technology will be used in the survey process. Our idea was a surveyor. I'm pretty sure the council members thought that would be a surveyor. I did get a message from the gentleman at Stantec who told me they were going to be using drones, which kind of surprised me. So I guess I would like to take this back to the council and verify just exactly how this change order fits in with the council agenda motion. Alderman Barber, did you bring that information for that council agenda item at all? Because it's not in.
Just the G3 from the last meeting.
Could I see that, please?
It's my understanding that there would be a surveyor would be doing it as well. A licensed surveyor would do the survey.
So the motion in here that was requested, and I don't have a copy of the minutes, but the motion requested was to approve an amendment to the quarry monitoring professional service agreement for 2019 to include the addition of a new survey of both the north and south boundary along 51st Street and the east and west boundary along Drexel Avenue, and that the survey funds come from the general fund or, as appropriate, not to exceed $6,000, and to direct the city engineer to determine the survey point of reference to survey the commencement. And that was actually made, city attorney said, use the existing center line. So that will have to be verified against what this actual survey is. But I guess I share Commissioner Shore's concern on how this is going to be done. And I know that this committee, and I brought it up at the council, that this committee wanted some of the members to be present. The committee had asked that Ms. Erickson or Alder Barberman or myself or two or three of us be present for that, and that has yet to be set up. So, and there was no objection from the council during that conversation. So I don't have much else to add on that other than I am not satisfied with the professional service agreement change order as presented, which is why I asked for a copy of it, because the council did not see this back. So I'd like to have a motion to request that this item for the professional service agreement come back before the council for discussion.
the council action, as far as I know, I'd be happy to make the motion, but I don't see where it says anything about who would be doing it in the council action sheet. As far as a drone versus a registered surveyor, where's that coming from?
Exactly why I'd like to take it back to council and discuss the complete language about 650 in the Drexel compared to what the commission recommended, compared to what the suggested motion was, and compared to what actually took place at the council.
Well, I agree that it's 850 feet for Drexel. That was my understanding, and that's what was discussed at the meeting. I see where this is signed by both the Zantac and the mayor at this point. So I'd make a motion to revisit that and redefine what actually will happen.
At the council?
At the council, yes.
And the motion has been made to revisit the professional service agreement change order at the council level as a recommendation from the Quarry Monitoring Committee. Is there a second?
No, second.
All those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Aye. Hearing no opposed, the motion carries. Marge, were you able to capture that motion? Okay, thank you. Okay, the next item on the agenda is review and discussion of the quarry information on the city's website. This is an item that we brought up quite a long time ago. Mr. Liberta and his assistant does most of the changes. When I brought that up, they said they were going to do some changes and hire a new consultant and make some significant website changes, and they didn't want to have to do that and then redo it, and so it was on hold. If it's anything like how long it's taken the microphones to replace in here, we could be looking at 3 to 5 years for a website update.
Oh my God.
So I will make it a point to discuss that item with Mr. Liberta again on getting those changes. If you have any particular changes that you would like to see as members of this community, please send the information to your alderperson or the city clerk or whoever you feel comfortable sending that information. If you want to do it in writing, if you want to do it in email, if you want to leave a voice message on your alderman's answering machine, please do so. And we will do our best to see that those changes or your suggestions can get included as much as possible. So I will be talking with Ms. Liberta as soon as possible on this. So if you have any things, please get them to us in whatever manner works for you as soon as you can. Are there any other discussions on the website information?
Just that it's probably not either or. You can contact your alderman, you can contact the mayor's office, you can contact the city clerk. I mean, as much as you want to contact and get that out, once you set that up, please do it, because we do want to see that come into fruition. Some things have been put on file, and some things are in place. I think something to do with Stantec's monitoring is out there, and what their blasting information is as opposed to what St. Dolan is. So some things have happened, but please contact me if you have any questions, or Kristen if you've got any questions, as well as city administration. We're all in this together, and it's not a mutually exclusive group. It's all inclusive, so feel free to do that.
Okay, the next item is review and discussion of the proposed state language limiting control for quarries. That item was discussed in pretty good detail by citizen Jill Erickson when she talked about the mayor vetoing that item. With my request to the mayor and the city attorney, I pushed for a letter to be written regarding that issue. City attorney did a fine job writing that letter, and the mayor did put a signature on it, and I asked that all councils sign on to that. They agreed to that. Every single council member signed that. It went to all of your state reps and the governor saying that the quarry agreement has been in place since, I think it was 1997 or 98, and that that was an agreement they made with the city, and we didn't want to lose local control, and please veto it, and that is exactly what happened. So at this point, we still have our local PDD ordinances in place.
I'd just like to add that the mayor was fully in support of this. He was sending information out to the council members about it, giving them updates on it, and I think he's the one that asked Jesse to also go ahead and do it in terms of getting this information and writing it up. So I just want to let, I've heard the mayor mentioned a couple times tonight, I just want to let him know that he was totally in support of this action, and he actually did promote it.
And our state rep took some hits at the meeting because, once again, these are the people you are voting into office, and these people that you're voting in are voting to take away local control. So if you want to use your voting power, that's where it should be. I did contact not only our representatives, but many representatives who were signing on to the bill. I left messages. I must have made at least 6 phone calls to state reps and senators on this issue, including the governor's office. And I also called the League of Municipalities representative. I also called the person who did the article on the news for the NPR, and the gentleman who was quoted in the paper for another municipality. So I really worked hard for you on that issue. And I got zero support from our local representatives, except for the governor who vetoed it. What's her name? Ken Skoronski was not open to it. He's our state rep. Jesse Rodriguez sent a letter and said that she didn't believe that that was an issue. She did not support it. So there aren't, there wasn't a support from those that have been voted into office to represent us. That's all I have to say on that issue. Is there any other discussion on that?
Just that I've contacted the representatives as well, and they'll give it lip service. They'll say they'll consider it, but when it comes down to a vote, no action contrary to what the language was taken.
So this one goes to the governor.
Yeah.
Okay, the next item is the update on the newly implemented blasting notification by email from the quarry operator. And as Mr. Winninger said, from Payne and Dolan, that the young lady is here. Was that Brianna?
Brianna, yep.
Brianna. I signed up for that. You can also sign up for that. I believe she, and I don't know how you're getting the email addresses or how you're doing that.
A letter was sent.
Yeah. So we sent out a letter to people from 1,000 feet and 2 feet boundaries, about 230 properties. We had roughly, I think it was 22 people respond back.
How many letters went out?
230.
Okay.
And we had, I think, about 22 people respond back. I think Vaughn had said something to you. So we'll add people if they want to be added, we'll add them. So we send out the morning of the blast, usually around 8 o'clock. Send out a notice either via text or email that there'll be a blast that day at the Franklin Courthouse.
I have a question on that. I was, in reading through the proposals for the state changes, I started reading some of the more detailed state laws that were in place, and it said that one of the things in there that the quarries are required to do this pre-blasting notification, that was an existing. This is the first time that I've ever been aware of any pre-blast, so why is this just starting now?
Yeah, pre-blast notification, I think, is a little different, and that's pre-blast notification to the community, and I think Derek can probably respond better.
I think it went beyond that to citizens as well. I'd have to go back, but I'm just wondering why now? Why haven't you done this in the past?
Was it incorporated in the PDD?
We don't need to do it. This is we've done it in a few places where we've had people ask and said, hey, it'd be nice if we knew when what days were blasting. And that came up after the October 1st blast that we had, where we got feedback back that said, hey, it would be nice if you know at least a schedule. And as we discussed, the schedule is hard to put together because it's very fluid and dynamic and changing. But we can send out a notice the day of that we are blasting that day. So that's what we started to implement here for that in response to that request.
You put it good about reading things and remembering it. I was pretty confident that it said not only municipalities but people within X amount of feet. So that's and that was existing. That's why I thought it was interesting that it was happening.
Well, I'll review that. We can discuss that the next meeting.
Is there anything in the PDD about
it? I'm glad you're doing it. So that's, no, it wasn't in the PDD. It was definitely on a state law issue.
You're talking the state statute.
Yes, that's where I read it. And there was like an area where the notification had
to be. So I can look through that and review that with Eric.
Okay. And yeah, because if I don't know if the area, I don't remember what the area size was, but make sure that if it is in there that you're at least doing as much of that. It sounds like, what you said, 100 feet, or what's your distance you're
doing?
1,000.
1,000 feet, but that's from the PDD limit.
Okay.
And sometimes a lot of those ordinances might have a distance from the actual blast location itself.
Okay.
So some of that might actually be all encompassing on our property already.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to look through that so I can give you a good answer of exactly.
Okay. And how do you suggest that the audience members, because I hear people, they're raising their hand and they're saying, we didn't get one. How would you suggest this evening? Do you have a sign-up sheet that you can put out here for them at the end of this meeting that they can put their email address down?
I don't have a sign-up sheet prepared, but we can just put out a sheet of paper and we can give you their names. And
okay. My email address.
230 people. Who in the
heck are them? I'm sorry, but in order to keep this running smoothly, I would like to continue on. I had the citizen comment period. This is how meetings are run. The citizen comment period happens, and then we do our business, and then we try to get on with
so with we're that. More than willing to add additional people as those requests come forward. We can do that one of several ways. You can stay after the meeting tonight, get people's email addresses and phone numbers if they want to be texted. You can either or both, if you prefer. Or we can always, if somebody comes to you can just refer them on to us, give them
okay. And since you're not using a microphone right now, I'm just going to let all the members of the audience know that they are going to put a sign-out sheet up for people to sign up to give their email addresses. And you're only doing this by email. You're not making personal phone calls, correct?
Text or email.
Yeah, so you can get a text message to a phone number? Correct? Okay.
Yeah,
so there are your options for that if you'd like to sign up for that. Okay, is there any other questions on that matter? Commissioner Shore.
Well, I know that I haven't gotten any calls since this started. You know how I used to get calls
mm-hmm.
all the time?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't gotten any calls from any people that they got a problem with the blast.
Leave an update on C.
I got it. Okay. That is the blasting notification, item D. We now go on to item E, information on matters pertaining to citizen complaints, staff's quarry monitoring activities, and the consultant's quarry monitoring activities previously reported by the planning manager, now not being reported because the planning manager is not present, except for he did put an email out in front of us that came from Gail, the assistant in the planning department. The subject is quarry complaints. Gail, please forward the following information to Alderwoman Wilhelm. She may wish to pass this along to the quarry monitoring committee at the meeting. Complaints received since the last quarry monitoring committee meeting on March 28th. One complaint about two blasts on 4/2/19. One complaint about one blast on 4/19/19. One complaint on two blasts on 5/7/19. One complaint on two blasts on 5/20/19. One complaint on one blast on 6/14/19. That's from Joe Deal, the planning manager in the Department of City Development. He is the gentleman that used to be up here as a staff member. I really don't have any additional information. I know that Clint is sending information about their blasting, directing it to Alderman Barber. And
the most recent one, Clint gives an update as to all the blasts that occur at the different four measuring sites for each blast on the date, and it shows the data from each of those sites. So that is being given out. I send that out to my constituents and people that I have on my list. So it's coming through that channel. I'm not sure. I know I've gotten March, April, and June. I'm not sure whether I received May or not. If you could forward me that same information for May.
I did, but I can resend that too.
I might have lost it along the way. That information is readily available, and I'm sure Joel gets it as well. So.
Now, there was a question about what Stantec blasting records are. I think two people brought that up.
And Clint brought it up.
Yeah, well, I think Jill did as well. So there's two. And I don't have that information. I did talk to Mike Lenosnowski, left the message for him. We played phone tag today. He could not make the meeting tonight. He's out of state. So I did talk to him about the survey. That's how I found out about the drone. And I left another message for him about the coordination of the people that wanted to be present during the survey, and I didn't know how that would work with the drone. So we haven't talked about that issue yet. So that's an item that will be carried over to the next agenda.
I think it would be important to have him available for the next meeting to also answer some questions and give us some input. There's some questions raised about that survey, and I've got questions on what actually is happening and what kind of data there is. So if we could have him present and schedule the next meeting to ensure that he's there, I'd like to have him present.
Okay. Okay. Are there any other comments related to that matter on item E? Okay, moving on. Status report on the update of the quarry reclamation plan prepared by Payne and Dolan and recommended for approval by the committee. So the committee has put its recommendations in about the quarry reclamation plan. That was one of the items that went to that larger packet of information to council. There were a couple things that actually did get accomplished on that list. These two were, there were a couple ones that are still hanging out there. One was opening up the PDD on the blasting limits. That was tabled from the last meeting because had the governor not vetoed the item, there would have been no need to change or even look into the PDD issue. So that item got tabled, so that item will have to come back. That might be a little challenging to get that on the agenda. So if you'd like to go and support that issue, I suggest you go to the council meeting on that one. The other item was review of the reclamation plan. According to how that is set up, it's the plan commission that reviews that. The reason why we wanted to have the council take that up is we wanted to make a council make a direct recommendation to the plan commission, so it was recorded that there was a request by the council for the plan commission to take that up because it's been sitting out there, it's been ready for the plan commission, but it doesn't seem to get on the plan commission agenda. So our idea was that if we had the full council support and there was an actual motion and recorded, that it would eventually go through and maybe the council could actually put a date on it. That item was on hold because of the other items that we were trying to take up. We were trying not to overwhelm the council with too many items all at once. So the motion for those to be taken up still stands. It doesn't go away just because the items haven't been taken up on the agenda. There was a motion, and they still can be placed on the agenda for that. Alderman Barber.
Wasn't there a motion to get an opinion from the city attorney by June 15th that is also that was also tabled?
Yes, that's the item I was talking about. Okay. It was tabled because there was no need to have any of that if the state didn't.
So that still is an option to have that.
Right. That item should really be placed back on the agenda now that we know what happened with that.
I'd ask that that be placed.
What item was that?
The getting an opinion from the city attorney.
Well, that you can take up directly with the mayor. You can go right to the mayor's office and say, "Mayor, this is the item." And I would strongly suggest that when you do that, you bring up the reclamation plan, the ordinance about the PDD, and the change of ordinance for the appointments. Those are the three items. And if the mayor does not want to put them on the agenda, we as two aldermen have the ability to call a special meeting to do that. And usually the mayor, once, you know, he hears that that could happen, he usually just puts them on the agenda. He's never objected to that. So you have my full support if you make that request. So I think that's probably the best way to handle those. Okay, that's all I have. The next item we have is to reschedule the next, or to schedule the next meeting. So I'm going to pull up the calendar.
Just as an aside, most of our meetings are prescribed in the ordinances as to how meetings proceed for each of the committees. I think, how many different committees are there? 30?
That's 60? A lot of them.
There's a lot of different committees. So when you're asking about a publication of all these meetings, it's a large, but it is prescribed in the ordinance that sets up the meeting as to when they should hold the meetings, how often, and it's usually a specific date that they try to hit within a month. So it's more of a guide. It's more of the way that committee functions within its own governing. So that is available out there if you'd care to look at the ordinances that establish the different committees if you're interested in a specific committee. And that's out there under the ordinances that's on the site. So each committee operates functioning within some guideline, and that's set up through the mechanism.
Okay, I have my calendar out, and I'd like the audience to recognize that sometimes meetings get moved around for the council. The council shifts of those meetings. Sometimes we'll shift some of the other meetings. For example, this last month we shift the council meeting because of the 4th of July. So in August, it looks to me, if this holds true and there wasn't some summer schedule change that I'm unaware of, the council meeting would be on the 6th, which is a Tuesday, which means plan commission would be on the 8th of Thursday. Then the following week, I am not available. The next week, the council meeting would be on the 20th. The plan commission meeting would be on the 22nd. The following week, I have a library board meeting on Monday, a finance meeting on Tuesday, and Thursday there will be no plan commission, and that Thursday is the 29th. And that would be the last Thursday of the month of August. How does that look for everyone at this time? Marge, how does your schedule look for Thursday, August 29th?
August 29th?
Yes.
Well, that's a long way off. I'm fine.
Okay.
I am available on the 29th.
Tentatively, the meeting is set for August 29th. It's a Thursday evening at 6 o'clock. We will suggest that to Gail to make sure she contacts Commissioner Knipple and set that date as the next meeting. Okay. I'm just going to add that. Won't forget it. All right. Motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Second? Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? We are adjourned.